Welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, they say when things are made with love that they're actually more nutritious for you.
Cake.
Yeah.
See?
No matter what it looks like.
I have to tell you, that's what I've decided as I'm getting older. I used to be a real perfectionist. And, I'm kind of still. But I let go a little bit more now, particularly when it comes to my grandson. I do let go a little bit more.
And he loves it.
And he doesn't care. He's throwing that candy on that train cake. He doesn't care. But it is really funny. I used to be, I can't believe it. You know, I made this thing look so awful. And now it's like, it's made with love. That's my excuse
now. There you go. That's good.
So, Dr. Lee, your tip is really good today. So why don't you go ahead and give it to us?
It's on breast health. And how many women do you know, if it's not you yourself, that's going through perimenopause or is in menopause? And during those times, especially when hormones are radically changing during that perimenopause time, you have your regular cycles and all that, it's important to make sure you are extra careful about your breast health. And that's the time when women usually get diagnosed, and even in menopause, it's at that time as well. And hormones change. Estrogen levels shift. There's a certain type of estrogen in our body that's actually not beneficial for those breast cancer tumors. And there's other ones that are beneficial, so it's good to get them checked. And I really highly recommend women during this time to have all three of their estrogens checked, their testosterone, their progesterone, and vitamin D, you know, all those things. Get them checked to see where they're at. There are ways to shift and adjust those levels so that you are in a more healthy situation and decrease your risk. And, you know, if I may ask, Rochelle, how old were you?
I was 52.
So you were postmenopause?
I had a hysterectomy, so who knew?
Okay, so they didn't do it.
They didn't do a test to tell you.
No.
Because they could even have told you.
Right, yeah. No, they didn't know. It was 12 years ago, Dr. Leah. Did they know those things then?
Sure.
We were back in the dark ages.
I mean, but it is amazing how much in the last 10 years has changed.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot out there that has changed. And breast health is, I mean, it's some basic things, you know, cruciferous vegetables, for example, like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. All those are really good for keeping the hormones in check because they increase the detoxification enzymes in your liver. So cruciferous vegetables are so good for liver, and they help break down the hormones so that they're nice and in the levels that they should be. Vitamin D, of course, is very protective for breasts. Iodine is very protective for breasts. There's a lot of good nutrients. Flax meal, there's lignans, which is a type of fiber in flax that has been shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect on breast tissue. So lots of good basic nutritive stuff that we can do.
Well, see, all the information you give us, we didn't have that then.
Right.
So this is really important when you join us on the show, Dr. Leah. Just the information and the knowledge we gain.
Well, I think one of the things that I like what she said, don't just go get a mammogram.
Right.
Have your hormone levels checked and get an ultrasound.
Ask for an ultrasound as well. There are some places around the area that do a mammogram and ultrasound automatically. There are some, but a lot of imaging places just do mammograms, and then if they suspect something, then you come back for an ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great to do both at the same day, at the same visit.
Right.
Because then sometimes they don't see things on mammogram that they do see on ultrasound.
That's
and vice
true.
Versa. You know, so it's good to look at both.
Yes, and that's one of the things we've advanced in, because we really weren't, they weren't doing ultrasounds 12 years ago. It was a mammogram, and that's how actually, Rochelle, you found out was through a mammogram.
Yeah.
So, and discovered it early.
Right.
You're very good about going in and getting your tests done.
Right.
So that's really important.
It is important. And I just spent 4 hours yesterday with my girlfriend who's 40. She had a breast MRI because they saw something. But they did the mammogram ultrasound, saw something on both images, did the MRI, saw it again, and realized that it was probably 95% chance not cancer.
Wonderful.
So, and it's like she had this done early enough. Now, if she would have waited until she was 50 to get a mammogram, like the new recommendations are, she could have been, it could have been a problem.
Uh-huh.
So, and she's 40. I mean, she just had her first or maybe second mammogram, and boom, there's something there. So all the more reason to get checked and get double screened, meaning mammogram, ultrasound on same visit. of course, take your vitamin D, exercise, all those other things that we all know.
Very important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Leah. Why don't you give out your information?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you,
Thanks, Dr.
Leah.
Thanks. Have a great day.